Those brought up amidst drugs and the violence of media and TV programs are in great risk, not only for their own souls, but as future parents and teachers of the next generation's round of higher consciousness. They must be helped, dear ones. They must be helped. Please do your very, very best for them, which will give everyone great joy. God's love and wisdom be yours, forever. Amen. Enduring endeavors, there are no endings in spirit. And these last remarks are not in any way final, because I am still growing and learning, even as you are, for all life expands in the endless creation of God's nature. Since growth is the only evidence that life exists, you constantly choose spiritual life or death by your willingness to transform your limited consciousness into the grace of a broader reality. To assist with that greater transformation in humanity's reality, I hope the offerings of truth I have brought will support your desire to become more peaceful, loving and joyful as you go towards your heritage with certainty and true companionship. I hope that by identifying these errors of past thinking and showing you the promise of a new day, we now hold a common understanding from my heart to yours. Then let me highlight once more what I wish you to know and share with others, since I promised to tell you what the Love Corps and light workers of the planet must do in the time remaining. Beloveds, listen to these responsibilities once again and proceed into the world filled with both light and certainty in your step, your hearts, your minds. Live every day, use every thought as if it were your last. Leave no kind action or peaceful thought unexpressed. Meditate daily and listen unceasingly so that, through the holy power granted to your soul by our Creator, you will know the actions you should take each day. In your jargon, stay tuned in. That way you will never be afraid or wonder what is going to happen. You will be told, as the elect of higher consciousness, what you are to accomplish and with whom you will be working. A weekly meditation with others is also necessary. For these groups of light workers sitting together will make the task of your continuous communication easier and more supportive. Moreover, your own body will begin to glow from this increased energy amplification. It aids your own enlightenment or return to God identity. See. Join with others to influence your national and international governments to embody the ideal of peace in all that they do and intend. Spiritual people often ignore the everyday responsibilities of citizenship, but this must change. It will take every loving person on the planet to swell the voice that speaks to government. Do all you legally can to demand peace at every level of life. I affirm that if you will do these things and do them willingly, with dedication and determination, you will likely be among the golden age dwellers on the planet Earth during the 1,000 years following the Earth's cleansing. This will be a time of great opportunity and joy, and I pray all will hear the call of their inner voice as it tugs their hearts, reminding them to answer their Creator's call, if they have not already done so. Do this in remembrance of God and of all the religious teachers of this earth, and we will one day stand together in the great festivity and joy that is yet coming for those of pure mind and heart as demonstrated through everyday action and behavior. Christians, please give up your complacency and self-righteousness that Jesus is your Savior and you need do nothing more. Right actions balance out past negativity and regrettable deeds and teach you usefulness and service much needed in the galaxy. I tell you, I can save no one who will not change. Moreover, I can save no one who clings to past memories of me as if they were today's truth. Only your own thoughts and actions can save you. The Jesus you knew in biblical times has grown into a more powerful and important teacher than before, even though the message brought to you then is the same as now. Love God. You must acknowledge that a force greater than all your bombs put together has an energy system to rotate your planet daily in a cradle of rhythm and harmony. Honor the force which brings you into contact with both sun and moon and the starlit heavens of your own 12th universe. It is time to say it again so there can be no misunderstanding. The majority on earth are spiritually lazy and have allowed a few minds to conceive of evil beyond description. Further, you have allowed a small number of maniacs to guide your destiny and to bring you to the possibility of nuclear destruction from which your physical body will not survive. You are committing cultural suicide by your own indifference to the few who take power and rush blindly into technological doom. technological doom. Can you not perceive this from your TV news programs, the radio and your newspapers? Have you no sense of what you are allowing to happen? Now let me be a true brother to you and a world teacher who would have no one lost. Peace is a choice. War is a choice. Your human consciousness is choosing the path of physical demolition, and unless you begin at once to cooperate, I cannot save your body, nor will God, for you have free will to create your own world and live out what you have created. God has little to do with the conditions on your planet. You have brought them to you by your own thoughts, actions, and desires. You live in a world of matter where the events happen through your own past and present volition. Therefore, by your free will look to see what you would have. And if you do not like the present train of events that bring me from the Creator to clarify your position, then it is you who must change them. I will do all I can to assist, for there is a small core of spiritual light bearers already on earth trying desperately to turn the tide of darkness and to reach those uncommitted souls who tranquilize their way into emotional denial. Using a vast array of escape activities such as alcohol, drugs, food, TV and other pursuits to ignore the present danger and the responsibility to do something about it, the mass of humanity still lies asleep. It must be awakened. I brought you grace 2,000 years ago. That is, I guaranteed that if you were willing to return to the spirit of the Christ, which is eternal truth, and if you would set a personal example, not of self-righteousness, but of unconditional love and caring, then I could assist. And help I will if you agree to do your part. Because of the plans our Creator intends for this planet, we have only a short time to create a more peaceful and harmonious Earth. For the black blanket of egocentricity and irresponsibility chokes the Earth upon which you walk. Wake up and come into the light where you belong and where your Creator would have you be. State your preference and live its tenets. The balance of energies is so critical at this time that the immense rescue team we are using to send out huge amounts of light will fail if you do not respond. Now, some have already made the changes I ask. And it is to you, my light bearers, that we pass the wand of power and encouragement. You are the leaders of a new age and a new civilization. Proclaim the truth of love most surely, but be the love as a model for those who cannot understand. This is your true calling. To be the light. To be the love. To stand I did, in spreading the word of love to the minds of all, children, men and women. Since no stone will be left unturned by those of us in the heavenly realms to awaken all of humanity in this critical moment, we need every soul to remember its true nature and take command of this planet in the name of peace. We need a love corps marching in peaceful measure. We need earthly angels to practice the truth of mind and heart. We need a savior, and the savior is you collectively. Together you are the savior and this is your most opportune hour. Behave like the savior now for the stage is set and the cast is called. Your planetary play is in the third act where the forces of good and evil have been long battling, and for the moment it looks as if the good force is not doing well. Yet help can come to reverse the situation if you will but create it by meditation and follow it with heartfelt action. Mother Earth, your heroine, awaits humanity's support as her hero in this drama, and her hero is all of you collectively. The problem has been humankind, and the answer is humankind. You are both villain and hero. End this duality and speak your last lines. It is the hero's role to take the final bow and to receive approbation in a garland of spiritual appreciation, acclaim, and applause. We, your audience of heavenly hosts, will walk forward with you as your last act in the drama is called, sending mighty streams of energy to back your motives. You will walk with me and with all the magnificent ones of heaven as hero and heroine go forward to greater love. It must be your soul who leads the way, for it is the soul's mission to gain. It matters not your size, age, color, or condition. All are needed, children and adults. Peace is for all. Love has never met a stranger. Before the curtain comes down, let us march into the light with heads high, hearts infused with love, and peace our only goal. Earth will herself be rescued and kept alive no matter what happens, but those beings of hatred and war will not remain here spiritually to see the planet's future adventures. I, that one called Jesus in the olden times, am with you ever anew in your present situation and in your present plight. How many times I have carried you and your burdens, as have other unseen assistants who lighten your load with love. But this is a spiritual showdown, a time of separating those who love God and those who do not. In the last act of the play, which role, which part, do you choose? For choose you must. Even by refusing to say yes or no is your choice announced. As I have explained, you must meditate regularly on an individual basis and then join the power of your will and love with others in a quiet time at least on a weekly basis. In this way additional light can be given to fill the very genetic structure of your body and carry you higher and higher in the vibrational consciousness called love and wisdom. Joining with others in small groups increases the light of your aura, or energy field, but in addition you will have a sense of community, a community which may not be composed of your blood relatives or usual circle of friends. You may even find that your new spiritual family becomes very dear to you in a short time, because these beings match your soul vibration and the bonding which you can feel with them may exceed that of the usual love relationship you are used to having with family and friends. There will be exceptions, of course, but I urge you to recognize that generally this will be a natural progression as you join these high, loving energies together in meditation. If you can do this with your family and friends, all the better. But fail not to allow this shift of love to others who have previously been strangers. Why? The explanation for this is simple. Like attracts like. This is a law of the universe. As you raise your energies through daily meditation, and by sharing this greater awareness with others, you will reach higher and higher realms of soul communication and possibly mental telepathy with those like myself who await your increased ability to form their communication link, the system of contact with goodness wherever it resides. The golden age of which I have spoken is the time when the usual solidity of things on earth must change. What has been invisible for thousands of years in spirit, or as heaven, will become increasingly real to you. Your usual physical senses will be expanded and will flow into awareness of things unseen, things you previously could not imagine or reach. This ability to flow ever deeper into spiritual awareness may seem strange to you at first, but I assure you, beloveds, that it is necessary and will quickly become your usual way of behaving in this world. Remember, I said that you should be in this world but not of it? This was my meaning. You are here as a physical body, but you need not be weighted down by its mere physical senses. You will be gaining the higher senses of knowing, hearing and seeing what humankind has lost during the past eons of descent into lower and lower vibrations in the material world. To know directly from the cosmic realms is the greatest experience of all, and many will achieve this sensitive, intuitive state. Some will learn again from masters of love in formerly invisible realms, places you will now be allowed to contact in the new age if you demonstrate love and serve the one supreme creator. What a gift! What a joy! Please realize that these invisible realms of love, truth and light will be reserved only for those light workers who choose it and earn it. Those who do not make the daily investment in meditation and weekly sharing with others will not gain the increased level of opportunity and spiritual improvement it brings. Committing to these two simple deeds will bring the greater gain. That is why commitment is urgent. Without daily contact, the new communication pathways cannot be built and the personality will be left in darkness when others will be leaping forward in their ability to intuit and know the will of God by soul guidance.